Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, the key reflections and wisdom of a New England carpenter by Peter Castles Brown is a handbook, a roadmap for the human spirit, a concise and practical summary of traditional wisdom handed down through the ages, some of it dating back to ancient civilizations, yet still refreshingly relevant today. A compact manual that will help you realize your dreams. Peter grew up in the Adirondack region of upstate New York and northern New England, living in mostly rural environments and having the freedom to roam, inspired a love for the outdoors and the adventures to be found there. He designed his own major in solar design at the University of Vermont and received a professional certificate in mediation from Woodbury College. Currently the owner of Mountain Energy Design, a design-build company in Bristol, Vermont, specializing in the construction of clean energy systems, solar, wind, hydro, hydrogen, and energy-efficient and net-zero custom homes. Peter Castles Brown, author of the key Reflections and Wisdom of a New England Carpenter, is our guest on This Week in America. Peter, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's really great to be here.
I am looking forward to this. I always like getting some wisdom, especially from somebody like you. I love the background that you've had and continue out there and being a trailblazer. And we'll talk about that during the course of the program. But let's go back to the motivation, the inspiration for taking all these observations and thoughts over your life and putting them into the book, The Key. What was the inspiration in writing this?
Well, way back in high school, you know, there was the music of the 60s and 70s. And,
oh, yes.
And the Eagles had a song, and there was a line in that song that was, "So oftentimes it happens that we live our lives in chains, and we never even know we have the key." And that line intrigued me. It always has. And so I felt that we really do have limitations that are self-imposed, and those are the chains. And when they say we have the key to unlock those chains, it's kind of like you know, the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy saying there's no place like home. There's no place like home. It's always there. You always have the answer. It's always there inside of you. You just have to find it, and that's the key that unlocks the chains. And I spent the last, you know, 40 to 50 years, you know, trying to figure out what that was. And then back, you know, a few years back, it kind of did come, and it was really more of a download at that point. It was, I didn't even feel like I wrote it. I felt like it just started coming to me. So I just sat down and wrote what was coming to me.
If I said to you, how long did it take to write The Key, you would probably tell me what decades, literally, to do the research on this. You didn't know it was research at the time, but to, you know, to have this background to write the book.
Well, yeah, it had been percolating and digesting,
yes,
you know, all those years, but the actual writing of it was really not long at all. It started in late February, and I was working full time. And so I would get home, you know, and I'd go to bed at 9 o'clock, and I'd wake up at midnight, and I would write from midnight till 3, because it was the only time when my phone didn't ring, and there were no distractions, and I had peace and quiet. And so totally uninterrupted for 3 hours. And I'd go back to sleep from 3 to 6, and I'd get up and go to work. And that took me about 3 weeks to write the book.
So all of this storing in the back of your mind, and then you had a chance to release this, put it in book form, and the book receiving excellent reviews. They love the straightforward wisdom. It's not a whole bunch of psychological talk, and you can't understand that. It's all relatable. You've done an excellent job in writing this. What is the key? If somebody said, okay, the title of the book is The Key, what is the key?
Well, there's more than one,
yes,
it turns out. but I think if I had to really boil it down into a nutshell, it is really about being present with the moment and with yourself, and owning all of it, even if you are not in a situation where you really want to own it, but it's in owning those moments that might be uncomfortable that empower you to create the moments that you really want. You know, when people choose to be a victim or something, and it's not that, you know, a lot of people have been through some horrendous, horrendous experiences. But even people in some of the worst experiences have found moments of grace and peace. And when you can be grounded in those really, really difficult moments, it connects you to that inner energy and inner power that is the creative driving force of your life. And it gives you that connection and the energy and the tools to actually move in the direction that you want to. And if you can't sit with that moment, if you can't own it, then you're actually disempowering yourself, because that's really where that strength comes from. You know, just the vision and yes. the strength and the energy to follow through on it.
The book is The Key, Peter Cassels Brown, that's Cassels-Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll have links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, you talk a lot about adventures that you have gone through in decades of life that get you to the point of being able to explain to us the concept of the key, how to get more out of life. What kinds of adventures, just a couple that come to mind that you write about in the book?
Well, there are a couple that really do go right to the edge of life.
Yes.
Like being out on Lake Champlain in the middle of the night, on the night that it melted, and being miles offshore and realizing that the ice was melting and starting to move around us. It was a very, very warm spring night, and it was the night that the ice broke up. And so we realized that, you know, we really needed to get back to shore, and we encountered quite a few stretches of open water on our way back that we had actually walked across. So we were out there for hours, and it was a very warm wind that night, and it was starting to create swells under the water and everything. And so the ice was getting thinner, it was breaking up. And when we got close to shore, the last mile of it was just clear black ice, no cracks, no air bubbles. You couldn't tell how thick it was. And it was very, very fragile. And it felt like walking on water in a little ways, you know, not in a religious sense, but it was a different kind of religious.
Yes, exactly.
But we ended up running off. You know, I remember just telling myself, I weigh nothing. And I ran as fast as I could, thinking that if one foot went through the water, my next foot would already be on the ice in front of it. And when that foot broke through, the next foot would be on the ice in front of it, you know, and I might be leaving broken footsteps behind me, but yes. I wasn't going to stop. That was one. And another one was bringing down the headwall at Tuckerman Ravine. It was, you know, 100,000 tons of snow after a 4-day snowstorm. Fortunately, no one else was there. No one else was involved, but I actually was blown by the wind into a place that I hadn't planned on going, literally physically picked up by 80 miles plus, 80 mile an hour winds and blew me onto the edge of the bowl, and the cornice that had been created by the wind broke away. And it set that entire bowl into an avalanche, and you know, it was a closed area. No one was supposed to be there, and I wasn't. I the only reason I ended up there was because I literally got blown off the trail, which was above it on the ridge. And so that was another one where it takes you right to the very edge, and I find, you know, while it's a crazy place to be, it's also strangely peaceful and strangely grounding to be right on the edge right there. And these days, I don't think I seek it out on purpose, but in those days, I think I kind of did.
So sort of a high, a rush off of that. And these are stories from The Key, Reflections and Wisdom of a New England Carpenter by Peter Castles Brown, the author of the book. You'll find it at Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, and you can link on information on Peter, being able to order the book there as well. So if somebody were to say, are all of the episodes that you talk about in the book true, I get the impression, even though some are really, really wild, I mean, you were to the brink there, just the two stories you told, these are all actual experiences that, that you fortunately lived through.
Yes, and I did my best. Really, I didn't have to embellish them or make anything up, because the stories themselves were really, truly so crazy, so wild, that all I had to do was really tell the story the way it happened, and that was wild enough to illustrate the point I was trying to make. And that's really what those stories in there are about. They are anecdotal illustrations of the sort of philosophical points and ramblings that that I share in the book, you know. So the idea is that each story is supposed to relate to a certain section of the book where I'm trying to make some kind of philosophical point.
And you do so well. The book is The Key, Reflections and Wisdom of a New England Carpenter by Peter Castles Brown, our guest on the program. Where does the ideas, the wisdom come from in the books? All like real life experiences. I know you're good at observations as well, and trying to get answers to questions that all of us have, but most of us give up looking for the answers. Where do the wisdom and the ideas come from?
Well, I think the wisdom and the ideas come from reflecting on these things. You know, they're in those crazy moments. I can't say there was a lot of wisdom, but it's more in reflecting back on those moments and integrating those moments into, you know, the daily life that we find ourselves in, that give it a certain, a little extra energy, a little extra meaning, and a perspective. You know, if you've really ventured out to the edge, and you've come back, it changes you for the rest of your life. You know, those kinds of experiences, they still seem like, in some ways, they only happened yesterday. I'll never forget them. And, so they are key moments of my life, so to speak.
Yes, well, as you were describing those two harrowing experiences, but I was going to say it's almost like this happened to you last Tuesday. I mean, you were recounting these, though you were living it again. It's a vivid sort of in your imagination, and I'm sure when it's in your mind, it never leaves. Do you have plans for more books? You have so much to say in breaking these things down, so we appreciate the experiences we have in life. It molds who we are. Plans for more books?
Yes, I have another book that's three quarters complete right now. And I've just been trying to find the time and the space to sit down and bring it in for a landing. It is a book that's even more turbulent than The Key, and it's both kind of a prequel and a sequel. It's about a story, in one story in particular, but there were others in there as well, that happened before. No, it was after The Key. So it really is, I guess it's a sequel. And that's one. And then I have ideas for other ones. I really enjoyed the process of writing The Key. And so it's certainly one of the things I would love to spend, a lot more time doing.
Well, and people would appreciate that by the wisdom that you share, again, taking these topics and breaking them down for us. It's such a remarkable job in doing that. What topics do you like to write about?
Well, I guess I don't want to limit my approach, but I think where I am now, at least, is I've asked myself a lot of questions about, you know, what is it that makes our lives meaningful? What gives us the power to create the life we want? And to really dig into those, I reflect on that stuff pretty much all day, every day. It's constant for me. So I guess it would make sense that I would be approaching that topic from, you know, several different angles, but in a lot of ways it kind of, you know, I try to avoid the concept of, or the pigeonhole of self-help books. You know, I try to think more in terms of what gives us inspiration, what gives us meaning. I think those are, and purpose, inspiration, meaning, and purpose are, I think, things that people really, really need to be able to live a full life, an energized life, and a, you know, a focused, meaningful life.
A tool that you use in getting the message, relaying the message to us, is through your adventures. Do you have more adventures planned? You're not a young man anymore, so I'm not sure how many of those you want to go through again. But do you have any more? Do you have more adventures planned?
Oh, I sure hope so. but I don't really know what they're going to look like yet, because a lot of those adventures weren't planned. They just happened. But I also have plenty of more adventures that have already happened that I, you know, haven't written about yet. And so, you know, my kids get a kick out of it, actually. When they were little, they would ask for those stories at bedtime. You know, they would be, tell us a story, Papa, you know. Yes. And so I would tell them one of these stories from way back. And some of them were pretty wild and crazy to be telling your kids, but they really liked them. And so, you know, there's quite a library of those types of things that I could draw on in the future.
Well, that's interesting. Your kids thought these were once upon a time type stories. They were autobiographical. These were dad's life stories that you were reading there. With us on the program, Peter Castles Brown, the author of The Key, Reflections and Wisdom of a New England Carpenter. How about from your standpoint in being able to write the book, The Key? Has a sense of purpose or mission emerged in this from you from all of this that you're doing?
I think it brought those things into focus for me. And that may have been a big reason why I wrote it, was in some ways, you know, it was my personal process, but I tried it not to be too personal. You know, I didn't want to bore people with my own sort of inner self-exploration, but to a large degree, I think that for me, I was verbalizing what I had been thinking about for decades. And so it kind of pulled it together into a framework. And my goal was to, you know, the concept I had in mind was a pocket spirit book. So a little book that was about the human spirit that would literally fit in your pocket. That's what I wanted. Something really simple, something really small that you could take with you on a trip. You could put it in your backpack if you were going hiking. I wanted it to be portable. I wanted it to be simple. And so those, you know, it did in that sense kind of pull things together into a some kind of a framework instead of just kind of floating around in my brain.
Yes, yes. What do you hope the takeaway is as people read The Key? What do you hope we get out of it?
Well, I would say, judging from the way my life has changed since I wrote it, I've tried to, you know, walk the walk and live the talk. And I found that the things I talked about in The Key have really helped me to get through some, you know, pretty big challenges, and helped me to create things that I really want to create. So the part, I think the role of one as a creator, so it's about being present in the moment. It's about ownership of everything, the good and the bad in your life, you know, just owning your life and how that empowers you to create the life that you want. So I think it's, you know, if I had to put it into three words, it is about, or three concepts: being present, owning your life for better or for worse, and through those things, being able to create what you want in your life. And I'm finding now that it's taken a while for it to get traction, You know, it took a long time for me to get into some of the situations I didn't really want to be in, but it has given me the power to change things. And now I'm in so many ways just incredibly excited about gaining traction in certain directions that are truly inspirational and meaningful for me. And so I guess that's exactly what I would hope it would do for other people.
A minute or so left in the program. In the beginning of The Key, you say, it feels as if I've been looking for something all my life. I've caught fleeting glimpses of it from time to time. Is it coming into better perspective now? Is this something, I'm thinking it's what, an evolutionary process that you're looking for something and you just don't find it like March 3rd of 2021. Why, this is something that's an ongoing process. Is it for you an ongoing process? Are you getting some of the answers you've been looking for?
Yes, little by little. I think it's like a puzzle. And along the journey, along the path, you find pieces to this puzzle. And as you find the pieces, you put them into the puzzle. And the more pieces you find, the more of a complete picture you start to get. And the more of a complete picture you start to get, you're boiling it down to a few remaining pieces, which, you know, while those pieces may still be elusive, the picture is becoming increasingly clear. You know, if that isn't too abstract, I think that's,
no, I understand exactly what you're saying. And boy, the time has gone by so quickly. I hope that we can do this again. There's so many more elements to talk about. The book is so well done. The Key, and you talk about, you know, having this with you, carry it with you. Many people who have written reviews, this is something that they'll have with them as they travel, as they go about day-to-day life. The book is The Key, Reflections and Wisdom of a New England Carpenter, Peter Cassels Brown, that's Cassels hyphen Brown, Brown, book available all the usual places. If you type in The Key, Googling it, you'll find the book. It's available at Amazon, all the other places where books are sold. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly, get information on Peter's book. Peter, the time has gone by way too quickly. It's been fascinating having you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you, Rick. It really was fun. It was great. I was looking forward to this, and it's been a blast.
It has been. And so many more stories to tell, and we'll pick up with part two of The Key in our conversation with Peter. The book is The Key, Reflections and Wisdom of a New England Carpenter. Book available Amazon.com, other places as well. Peter Cassels Brown, the author. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.